We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Half Hour.
To me, to you.
Mind the rose bed.
Round your end. Careful.
Oh, wait. Now, wait a minute. Watch the lawnmower. Now, wait. Let me get a better grip. Right.
Left.
Hup. To you. To me.
Wait a minute. It's slipping. Slipping. Andre, quick. Andre, help us. Grab the middle, quick.
I've got it.
Now, all together.
Left.
That's it. Now, slowly down. Careful. Don't drop it. Slowly now. Gently, does it. There. Well done.
There's no doubt about it, Bill. This is the biggest marrow I've ever grown.
Yeah, she sure is a beaut, huh?
But you don't have to keep weighing it every day. You're disturbing it.
I must keep a check on her progress. How much did she weigh this morning?
Well, let me see. 8 stone, 7¾ pounds.
Hello, she's gained another couple of pounds since yesterday. What's the measurements, Bill?
Length, 5'4".
Good, 1½ up.
Circumference, from top to bottom, 38, 24, 39.
Yes, we'll have to fatten that middle out if she's going to win the vegetable competition.
Or you could leave her as she is and try for the Miss England title.
Less levity, if you please. Vegetable growing is a serious business. It's about time I won a prize. I've been trying long enough.
But you won first prize in the pumpkin competition last year.
I did not. They disqualified me. Well, not me pumpkin. Some evil-minded person spread a rumor that I'd been pumping it up. Just because I stuck a little rubber patch over where Bill dug the fork in it. Still, I'll get me on back this year. By the time this marrow's finished growing, there'll be nobody in the country who can touch me.
Oh, what about the man next door? He's entered for the competition, and his marrow is nearly as big as ours.
Never. Not in the same class. He does not get annoyed, you know. Particularly when I lean over the fence and ask him how his cucumber's getting on.
I wouldn't be so cocky if I were you, Tub. There's 3 more weeks till the competition, and a lot can happen in that time. Next door's determined to win, you know. You want to watch him when he's pretending to weed his garden. A crafty look round, a dozen snails sail over the fence.
He's been doing that for years. What he doesn't know is that I sharpen their teeth up and throw them back.
Hello. Look. Speak of the devil. There he is, look. Looking out of his bedroom window. Morning! 5'4", 8 stone, 7, and still growing.
That's knocked him. Look at him bashing his wife.
Well, come on, Tony. Put the marrow back in its bed.
Careful now, don't bruise it. There's 50 quid prize at stake here. Yeah, I don't like the color of that patch of skin there. I'll have to get the sunray lamp on that bit.
You'll be needing some more fertilizer.
Yes, I want 4 grams of rock phosphate, 5 ounces of muriate of potash, 1½ pounds of potassium, 2 bags of leaf mold, 7 grams of sulfate of potash, 6 ounces of phosphorus, and 2 gallons of sulfuric acid.
Sulfuric acid?
That's the spray is next door.
Tony, that's cheating.
It's either him or me. I've set my heart on winning the town council's vegetable competition this year. There's nothing else in my garden that'll stand a chance. Me tomatoes are right off this year. Look at them. They wouldn't get a second glance in the grape section, they wouldn't. As for me beetroots, well, I ask you. All root and no beet. And I'm disgusted with me dwarf beans. I'm really brought down by me dwarf beans. I'd expected such a lot from them, and what happens? A green fly sits on one and you can't see it.
Where did you go wrong?
I don't know. I did exactly what Fred Streeter said on the telly. Plant your beans, he said. Put a pole in next to them and spread plenty of fertilizer. And what happened?
What?
The pole started growing and killed all my beans. But now if you'll just...
Oi, you!
Oh, Tony, there's a man looking over the back gate.
Oi, you! Podge!
Podge?
Open the gate! Let us in, mate!
Who is it?
Might be the dustman.
Can't be him, he came yesterday.
Are you sure?
Yes, there's his trail of rubbish up the Carlton Park.
Well, go and see what he wants.
I say, can I help you?
Yes, mate. I'm from the council. I've got a little bit of work to do here.
Work? It's a bit late, isn't it? It's 3:30.
I know.
You're taking a chance, aren't you? You want to watch it, you know. If the others find out, they'll be out like a shot. What do you want to do?
A little bit of surveying. Just let me come into the garden. Yeah, we'll take a minute.
Yes, but I...
Hold this tape measure.
Oh, wait a minute.
Stand up against the fence.
You must...
Let's see. 6 yards from the fence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's it. Now, I'll just knock this stake into the ground. Don't pull it out, will you? That's it. Good day, gentlemen.
Just a minute. What's all this in aid of?
You got the leaflet through your door, didn't you? We're widening the road. We're taking 6 yards off everyone's back garden along here. A workman will be here in the morning. Dig it all up. If you want to keep that barrage balloon, you better move it.
Barrage balloon? That is a marrow.
Oh. Well, leave it there. We'll chop it up for you.
Chop it up? A prize-winning marrow?
Well, it can't stay there, can it? Right in the middle of where the road's going to be, it'll have to go.
It's stopping where it is.
But we are driving a road through here.
I don't care if you're driving the Queen Mary through here. I'm not moving me marrow.
And I'm not moving me road. My workman will be here first thing in the morning, and if that marrow's still here, we'll have the crane on it.
We'll see about that. We'll see about that. Now, kindly leave my garden.
Now, look here, you don't seem to...
Leave my garden.
Go on before you get a face full of King Edwards.
I'm warning you. Dig it up. Or we'll chop it up.
Ah.
Conkers.
Boy, what a nasty character he is. I don't know how I stopped myself from taking a poke at him. I was shaking with fury.
I know. That dustbin you were hiding in was rattling so dreadful.
Well, what are you going to do about the marrow?
Well, I'm not moving it, that's certain. I'm not letting that bloke next door win the competition with that stupid little marrow he's got. Look at it. Lying there with that smug look about it. 6.5 yards back from the fence. Hand me that stick, I'll move it up a bit.
No, Tony, you mustn't.
Well, it makes you sick.
Look, if the council wants to build a road, I don't see how you can stop them.
We'll protest. We've got our rights. We pay our rates. Occasionally.
Certainly, I'm going to have a go. I'm going down to the town hall and have a word with the mayor and see if there's something I can do about it.
The mayor's a long time, Tony. What do you think is keeping him?
Our rates.
Mr. Hancock.
That's me.
The mayor will see you now. We'll go straight in with you.
Hello, boys.
Sydney!
Hello, Mr. James.
What are you two doing here?
We've come to have a talk with the mayor.
Well, go on, I'm listening.
You? The mayor?
Well, there's sitting a bicycle chain hanging around my neck.
Well, how did you become mayor?
Well,
Where's the old mayor?
Well, he's,
What have you done with his body?
I was elected. I decided to put up against him this year.
Oh, a straight fight, huh?
Yeah, me and him up a dark alley. Of course, you know, it's dead handy. If all the building is done in this borough, I get the final say-so on what firm gets the contract.
Oh, I see. You give it to the lowest bidder.
No, the highest bidder.
And who's that?
Deluxe Buildings Limited.
And who runs that?
Me.
You wait till the Monopolies Commission hears about you.
Oh, they know all about me.
They do?
Yes, I'm the chairman. All right, what can I do for you?
One of your hired men has just been round to my house and told me you intend to lop 6 yards off my garden.
That's right. We're widening the road.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's going to stay narrow by me marrow.
What are you nattering about?
Me marrow.
What marrow?
Let me explain. On this 6 yards of ground you wish to chop off, quite harmlessly, doing no harm to anybody, there resides, minding its own business, a giant marrow. Still growing. 8 stones, 7.5 pounds in weight.
8 stones, 6.5, tub.
see, all this worry, it's started losing weight already. It's got to stop. Figure me £50 first prize. Nobody's touching that marrow until after the council's vegetable competition.
You can't cancel the road. You'll have to move the matter.
I refuse. The marrow stays where it is. You move it over my dead body.
There you are. I knew there was a solution. Goodbye.
Oh, I see. That's how the way things are shaping, is it? Cajolery. Officialdom raises its ugly head. The bureaucratic machine is on the march. Innocent marrows are being ground into the dust. This could be another 1984. I warn you, I shall fight.
There's nothing you can do about it. Both your house and your garden are council property.
Yeah, but the marrow's not.
Doesn't matter. The ground it's growing on belongs to us.
Yes, but there's a clause in the Rent Act of 1939 that says, I quote, no one can be turned out of their place of residence without being given suitable alternative accommodation.
So?
I submit that this clause also applies to marrows.
Of course it doesn't.
Oh, yes, it does. That marrow is a resident of the borough. It's living on council property.
Yes, but it don't pay rent or rates.
Yes, well, I know it doesn't.
Well, there you are. It don't qualify for residential privileges. It hasn't got a stalk to stand on.
Oh, yes, it has.
What?
As the marrow's legal representative, I hereby claim squatter's rights.
Now, wait a minute. Let's have a look at me council bylaws. Now, let's see now. Dog tracks, pinball arcades. Oh, here we are, marrows. Ah. What sort of marrow is this?
Well, it came from the seat of a marrow called Cucurbita maximum espanol. Originates from just outside Barcelona.
That's in Spain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just as I thought. It's an alien. And it's not registered. You'll get a deportation order through in the morning. I want that matter put on the next boat back to Spain. Otherwise, it'll be dug up and transplanted in the prison allotment at Dartmoor.
On what charge?
Illegal entry.
Illegal entry, me foot. I bought it in a packet of 100 at the co-op. In the horticultural department. Check it up on me divvy number, if you like.
I don't care, that's my ruling. It's a foreign alien from another country. Therefore, it cannot claim those rights that are accorded to a marrow of British parentage.
Oh, yes, it can.
How?
Any foreign national residing in Britain for 6 months or more is subject to British laws, civil rights, and taxes.
So?
My marrow was planted on December the 28th, 1954. It has therefore been resident in this country for exactly 6 months and one day.
Yeah, and if needs be, we'll find an application for British marrowship.
On top of that, the marrow code of this country is part of the Anglo-Spanish trade agreement and is therefore a representative of the Spanish government. So I claim diplomatic immunity. Now, what have you got to say?
Dig it up. Your road's going through tomorrow.
This could lead to an ugly international situation.
I don't care. Shift it.
Very well, but I'm warning you, I don't intend to let the matter rest here. I shall take my case to a higher authority.
If you'll just wait here in the lobby, Mr. Hancock, your Member of Parliament will see you in a few minutes.
Thank you, my man.
Tony, don't you think you're going a little too far with this thing? Coming to Parliament over a marrow.
It's not just the marrow. It goes deeper than that. It's interfering with the rights of the individual. The marrow is only the beginning. Don't you see the British way of life is in jeopardy? If they're allowed to take away bits of your garden like that, there's no telling where it'll end. They'll want to widen the road another 2 yards next year. And another 2 yards. And then another 2 yards. Before you know where you are, there'll be a set of traffic lights over your dining room table and a zebra crossing up the hall.
You're right, Tubb. This marrow will stand as a symbol of the little man's defense of his freedom.
Well said. They're not going to get away with it. Besides, there's the competition. That bloke next door's heard about the trouble. He's laughing all over his face. He's a sadist, that man. He delights in tormenting me. Do you know what he said to me this morning? Do you know what he said?
No.
He leaned over the fence, looked up at my marrow, and with that horrible smirk on his face, he said, I bet it won't half squirt when the shovel's hit it. I got my own back. I blacked both his eyes and rammed a flower pot over his head.
Mr. Hancock?
Pardon?
Mr. Hancock?
Yes?
Your Member of Parliament will see you now. Straight to that door, please.
Ah, good. Now we'll see some action. The wheels begin to turn. This is the man who will decide the fate of me marrow.
Good evening.
Oh, my poor marrow. How did you get here?
I'm your MP.
I didn't vote for you.
Well, somebody must have done. Because I got in, I got 58,933 votes. Shows you why I'm popular, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm sure it does, Mr.
Churchill, Fred Churchill. Oh.
Yes. Well, good luck. Now, I want you to see you about... I want to see you about... By the way, what party do you belong to?
Oh, I don't know. None of them want me. Oh, then I'll feel awkward. They won't let me sit on either side. I've got a little chair of my own right out in the middle.
Yes, well, look, you see...
It's quite lonely out there.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
You know, mate, never ask my opinion on anything.
I'm very sorry. All I want to ask...
I never once had the whip out to me.
Well, you're going the right way about it. Now, listen.
Yes?
I've got a big marrow.
You lucky thing.
Exactly. Well, my local council want me to dig it up so they can build a road.
I see.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
Yes. You finished?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, I maintain they have no right to touch it without my permission.
Mm.
And as my MP, I want your support.
Oh, that's thrilling. I can make this the subject of my maiden speech. Because I haven't made it yet, you know.
Well, that's all right. A lot of them haven't.
I know, but I've been here 17 years. They all pack up and go home when I stand up.
Get away.
Yeah. They'll have to listen to me now, though, won't they? I mean, this is important, isn't it? I mean, it's really important. You give me all the details so I'll know what I'm talking about.
Well, there aren't that many, really.
No, come on. Stop messing about.
No, I'm not messing about.
Yes.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I mean, there isn't much to say, really.
No.
Except this giant marrow that I've entered for the vegetable competition. Well, I'll give you some idea how big it is. Here you are. Here's a photograph I had taken standing next to it.
Ooh, yes. Which one's you?
Which one's me? That one there, of course. No, wait a minute. I tell a lie. Wait a minute. No, it's the other one. That's me, isn't it? Yes. No, it's not. I was right the first time. No. It's that one. The one with the ears. That's right. That's me. Which one's me?
Ooh, it's an awful big one, isn't it?
Well, that's the point, you see. I mean, I'm
Oh, wish I could grow marrows as big as that.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Now you see why.
Well, I'm a keen gardener myself, you know.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. Now, what I want to know is, if the council insist on building their road through my back garden...
You ought to see my knobby Brussels.
I'd love to, some other time. Now, you see, this road...
You know...
Oh,
you know, people don't believe their Brussels sprouts.
No?
They think I've tied a few dozen cabbages on a clothes prop.
Yes. What's the penalty for sloshing an MP?
No, don't be like that.
Now, look... What are you going to do about my marrow?
Well, I'll tell you.
Thank you. What?
Nothing.
Nothing? But you must do something. You must do something. They'll dig it up. You've got to make an issue of it in the Commons.
Well, I'd love to, but I've just remembered I can't.
Why not?
They're moving me up to the House of Lords tomorrow. I knew they'd get rid of me somehow. Because between you and me, I really don't want to be a lord.
Why?
Well, I only live in Balham, and I look dull walking down the high street with a crown on my head. I'm sorry about your marrow. Mm. I would like to have helped.
Yes.
I hope you win the prize anyway.
Yes.
You must come round and see my daft sometime.
Yes, I'd love to.
I'll give you a bit of my celery. You love it. It's all crunchy. I'll give you a cutting of delphinium.
I'll give you a clipping round the ear hole.
Thank you.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Bye.
Get out of it. God. Dear, oh dear. House of Lords. They must have meant the House of Wax.
Well, it looks as if you've lost your marrow after all, Tony.
Nope. I'm not giving in.
You're right, Tub. Keep fighting. If Parliament can't do anything about it, we'll just have to go higher still.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Hancock, loyal subject. Anybody in? I want to have a word about me marrow.
Off it, go on, clear off.
All
clear
right,
on.
All right. I was only asking. Keep your Busby on. No go, Tub? No.
I told you, the flag's not up.
Well, now what do we do?
Well, there's only one chance left to save the marrow, Tub. Take it to court.
Judge, Lord Chief Justice Fleming.
There are one or two points in this case that I should like to elucidate. Will Mayor James please stand up?
Morning, Judge.
Your face is familiar. Haven't I seen you here before?
Yes, Your Honor. Three times, all told.
Really?
Yes. A 6 months, a not proven, and a warning.
Well, now, you wish to build a road through Mr. Hancock's garden.
That's it.
And he won't let you because he's got a marrow growing there.
That's right.
Yes. Here. What is a marrow?
Huh?
Now, always ask that. It gets me in the newspapers. Well, now, the evidence that has been put forward so far amounts to this. On the one hand, the marrow is growing on council property, and it pays no rent and can therefore be evicted. But on the other hand, as it were, so to speak, it has been classed as a squatter. And on the other hand, again, being of Spanish birth, it is submitted that as it has no passport, visa, or entrance permit, it should be treated as an undesirable alien and should therefore be deported. But then on another hand, again, diplomatic immunity has been claimed. Gentlemen, I've carefully studied your evidence at great length with five of my learned counsel. And as a result, we've all arrived at the considered opinion that prior to coming to this court, both you, Mr. Mayor, and you, Mr. Hancock, have both been out on the boozer. Silence in court. However, it is our duty to give a decision on this matter. And the court is now adjourned while we retire to my chambers to consider the verdict.
Hey, Andre. Ah, there you are.
Bill, I didn't see you in court.
No, well, when they got to that stuff about deporting undesirable aliens, I thought I'd better leave. How's it going?
The judge is out considering his verdict.
And where's Tony?
Oh, he's over there, chatting to that barrister.
Of course, this isn't the first time I've been in court, you know.
I didn't think it was.
Oh, it's you.
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen you for weeks.
No.
Where have you been?
Well, all of it.
You haven't got much of a tan, have you?
No, well, I...
You should have taken your wig off.
Yes.
Well, as I was saying, I've been here before.
Have you?
I was nicked for collecting betting slips in Hyde Park.
Get away.
Well, of course, I denied it.
You were not, you know.
I told them I was the keeper and I'd lost me stick with the spike on the end. Anyway,
yeah.
Be that as it may.
Yes, what?
I like that. Be that as it may. Yes, I'll remember that. So to speak.
Yes.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
They brought me in.
Yes.
There was the judge sitting in the box with the crest on.
Mm.
Just like a command performance.
Yes.
Well, I was second bookie on after the drunk.
Were you?
Well, he heard the evidence and he glowered.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
Yeah,
hello, I thought. So well, he's going to make an example of me, I thought.
Yeah. What?
Hey, hey. He said, where you or where you not? Because they talk like this.
Oh, no, they don't.
What all the time is marvelous. Marvelous. He said, where you or where you not collecting bets for next Saturday's derby?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I was.
You admitted it?
I admitted it. Well, that settled it.
Yeah.
A mean look came over his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of enjoying it, he was.
No, yeah.
Triumphant,
yeah.
You know. He
picked
up his pen and dipped it in the ink. And do you know what he gave me?
What?
Three tanner up and down cross doubles, any to come, 1 and 6 on the link.
Well, gentlemen, we've reached our decision in the case of the Crown versus Hancock Meadow. My learned friend and myself are of the opinion that both parties are in the right. The road must be built. But Mr. Hancock is equally entitled to refuse to allow his Meadow to be destroyed.
But what are we going to do then?
It's quite simple. The road must go through and the Meadow cannot be moved, so there is only one possible solution.
What's that?
You must build a bridge over it. Case closed.
Watch the man up there!
Mind the Meadow.
Bring the pile driver over!
Watch the Meadow.
Unload those brakes!
Don't touch the Meadow.
Get those drivers in position.
Make sure they clear the Meadow.
Well, Tub, you did it. A victory for the little man against the tyranny of the bureaucrats. Cost him £1,500,000 to build that bridge over your Marrow.
And with the town council's vegetable show being held next week, you should be very happy.
I'm not.
Why?
The Marrow's dead.
Dead? How?
That perishing bridge. It kept the sun off it. It's laying out there like a shriveled up gherkin.
Oh, Tony. Now that horrible little man next door will win the £50 prize after all.
No, he won't.
Why not?
The council has cancelled the competition.
But why?
The bridge was so expensive they can't afford to hold it. Good night.
Hancock's Half Hour with Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra conducted by Harry Rabinovitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program which was recorded was produced by Dennis May Wilson.